欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者陈庆文。 Kingfisher craft, also called 天水, is rarely seen in life. However, we can enjoy its exquisition on television. Only when we know more about it do we feel stunned at the traditional Chinese craftsmanship. Sui.Is pronounced as cui in Chinese. It is also called cui yu, which is the emerald feather of a kingfisher. The blue jade and white plume of bird's breast are the common material needed to finish the artwork of tian sui. And only the kingfisher's turquoise blue and violet blue featherscan be called as the best material to make this artwork. Because kingfishers are so small, and their feather is so fine, that it takes a lot of small creatures' lives to make even a dedicated flower. Therefore, people substitute these birds' feather with some imitations, including blue sulk, dyed goose feather,peacock feather, blue paper, which are normally used to make costumes. People use tian sui to avoid the consumption of rare gems, which just helps to discover the beauty of cui yu. The beauty of the artwork of tian sui lies in its gorgeousness. These magnificent manual skills have been shining in all ages,with its unique quality of the metal, complex and luxuriant decoration of the filaments, and its brilliant and vibrant color of the emerald. The skill of tian sui developed into its prosperity in the 1940s and was favored by many people. However, due to its complicated production process and a relatively high price,It's too expensive for ordinary people to purchase. Today, it is Zuo Shuqiao who truly carries forward the intangible cultural heritage of tian sui. Zuo Shuqiao has been fond of opera since he was a child, because his grandfamilies had a little common of tian sui. Later,He came into contact with the tian sui skills when he was a graduate student at Southwest University. But he must know how to set filaments before learning tian sui. After much effort, he finally became the disciple of Li Changyi, the inheritor of the intangible culture of Chongqing filament mosaic. Zuo Shuqiao has two studios.One for making filaments and ornaments, and the other for taking photos of the palace. He also promotes the Qing Dynasty costume culture and intangible cultural heritage through photography. Liu Lianzi, the author of Empresses in the Palace, also came to Zuo Shuqiao's studio to take a group of photos of the Qing Dynasty palace.Zheng Huan, the main character in Empresses in the Palace, has been made up with tian sui ornaments in her hair. But the real tian sui headdress of the Qing Dynasty royal family is a bit brutal and cruel, because the cui yu must be plucked from the body of a living kingfisher to ensure the bright and gorgeous color.Of course, today's tian sui doesn't need live bird plucking anymore, but in other ways to show the beauty of this art. All traditional artworks of tian sui are flat, which causes its lack of stereoscope effort compared with Western jewelry. Zuo Shuqiao finally knows that the metal can emerge stereoscope effort.With the skill of Wu Hu iron picture after his much inquiries. On this basis, Zhu Shuqiao designed stereoscope tiansui, making the artwork more flexible and vivid. Nowadays, there are only fewer than 20 craftsmen in China who have the skills of tiansui, and Zhu Shuqiao is the only one in the southwest of China. The inheritance and development of traditional crafts needs more people to know it, feel it, and then promote it.